RK101 or Priya, or it's like they're going down the chain, could be one after another. So that's why I'm saying often RK101 first, if it fits in there, otherwise next down. Or Priya. It's about, no, actually, it's POL. Anyway, let's see where it ends up. So we've got this. No, RK. And all of them, maybe. Aging. This whole thing of birth, death, old age, and disease. How to deal with those. Well, I just thought about women because I'm a man, and I thought, you know, you have these extraordinarily beautiful young women. Around here and there. And of course, often they're in the movies or made by makeup and all that surgical stuff, but I've seen real natural, extraordinary beauties. I mean, I used to be among some such ladies when I was young, and yeah, what can you say? I mean, a devotee can understand that here we have a temporary reflection of the beauty of Mother Lakshmi and the Divine Mother. Yes, Radharani, Gandharvika, with her Giridhari, I'm just not looking at. So yeah, I mean, all this beauty in nature and suggests the presence of an artist, doesn't it? And but then we are here in this world of Maya, where sometimes the book, scriptures of wisdom, from those bygone ages, but still as relevant today as then. They tell us about Maya, who is a reflection of the female. Mahamaya, down here in the dreamy world of illusion. And so just as we chase any other beauty and enjoyment in this world, well, we men would chase that woman. Who may be, then be anything between. Mother Kali, the witch. And the gopi and the angel. So that's the dilemma for us guys, but it is for all of us, isn't it? Because when you are, you have a form and you're appreciated for that form, that physical body that is so beautiful. Poof. And money is made on you. The model agencies or whatever is going on in that game. But then you know it and everyone knows it. And after not so many years, that beauty is waning away. And yes, some try to hold on to it as long as possible with nice artistic work, or nice surgical work. But we know how it ends, right? And I would say this whole man-woman thing, there is really the enigma, mystery of this world. When you understand it through the Bhagavatam, for instance, then it makes sense and it's all explained, because just as that love between Radha and Krishna is just the essence of beauty and love and great, great wonderfulness, at the very center and heart and core of existence. So down there in the reflection, in the material causal ocean, it's upside down. Why? Because when you step into that dream, it's your cosmos, it's your world. And you do what you want to do there. So yes, you can be God, you can be great. But then, if you get selfish, greedy, not caring about the others, and that dream turns into a nightmare. Gradually, gradually. Because it all then, or can do so, because all that then dictates is your free will and your desire. What do I want to do today? And that's where we are here, right? We desire things, we desire experiences, and we go for it, we try to get them. We project our minds through our pranic body out into that physical body, and we work to get our dreams fulfilled, our desires fulfilled. That's what we do here. And I mean, someone could ask, why did God make it like that? Giving us free will so we can behave stupidly. It's ultimately all in the pastimes of God. And all we need to realize is that this is all like a dream. And I had this discussion today with a friend of mine here, came dropping in, and we spoke about this theory that I spoke about in my presentation here some weeks ago, that it's not, for me, not even a theory, it's just what the Bhagavatam says, this world is a dream. It's there, quotes directly from the Bhagavat Purana. So I'm really just talking from there. And then again, I got that little, if ever so subtle, hint there that maybe you were now presenting, getting a little bit into Mayavadic ideas here, because you say that this is not for real. And I think I'm gonna make an episode there, and Puranic cosmology, about the dream. What do you mean when you say it's all a dream? Yeah, we should do that. But as I then said, at least that's my understanding. Well, it's a fact, right? A dream exists. To say that everything is a dream doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, that it's false. But it is, we need to be careful with these words here. Dream is an English word, right? So in Sanskrit we have different terms like sushupti and svapna and jagrat. Jagrat, svapna, sushupti. Wakefulness, dream, mental realm, and sushupti, deep sleep. And the deeper mental, and I like to call it paramental realm. What we call the subconscious, the subliminal. But again, I prefer paraliminal because it's not below the conscious mind, it's beyond the conscious mind. And the realm that to us now is unknown. So, you know, what does real and unreal mean anyway? Real and false. False, well, that's shunya. Nothingness. It's a philosophical concept, seems to me at least. But illusory, dreamy. It's real because it all exists in Krishna's energy, in Krishna. And that's what Prabhupada explains, that a devotee, I think I mentioned that in the last episode here, a devotee always sees Krishna. Therefore everything is real. But in this reality, in our minds, dreams can exist. We have that power to dream, and we are using it every night. And we are using it right now. as some psychologist in my cosmology book I'm writing. I'm quoting some psychologists, Western ones, who say that this is becoming more and more obvious the more you study the mind, that the mind itself acts actively in creating the world we see around us. And that world is more like a virtual world. Much more created in the mind and by the mind than our physical science tells us, has told us. But I would say, even back here in Europe, back in the days, and Asia, what to speak of Asia, that worldview, that understanding that I'm now giving, that is based on the Bhagavad Purana, and I can show that it is if you sit down and talk to me, was there all over the world. And all these phenomena that we find in this world, that we now call super normal or supernatural, whatever, they were back then normal. They were explained by and having the natural presence in the cosmos. And just because someone denies its existence, it doesn't mean it stops existing. It's just that these people, they are not seeing the full reality, who deny a part of it. But virtual cosmology understanding that yes, this physical world as we call it out there, consisting of objects that we can touch, hear, see, taste and smell, and which therefore are very real. And we use that as a kind of definition of reality, criteria of reality, right? It's modern materialism. They are there and they are objects, that's what we call them. But then when you look into deeper into science like that, into physics, their presence, the presence of those forms that we can touch and see and hear and taste and smell, rests in our minds right now. what's out there we don't know. And the quantum physicists said it over and over again. We only can only talk about our understanding, our perception of this world, not of it as objectively existing. And I guess that's where things in science really the natural sciences met the crossroad. There was a split there. And well, just look at that, what was called New Age back then. I think maybe that is what things like that at least resulted from, that split. Because some, they actually, and I'm talking now scientifically here, some they followed those, I would say, Vedantic founders of quantum physics, who became Vedantics more or less, or Taoists, at least influenced according to their own writings, which way I mentioning in my book there. I continued exploring the cosmos based on consciousness, while others, I would say, lacking that courage, having gotten stuck in the comfort zone of their jobs and salaries and homes and titles, they didn't dare to follow because too much was at stake there. I mean, when you really learn about what happened there with quantum physics, it was basically an end to materialism, materialist science. It was a return of idealism. And even Einstein was afraid of that. Why were they afraid of that? Anyway, maybe this should go into the cosmos, but I just speak here as I feel. But we're talking about I don't even remember what we're talking about the entire Hare Krishna.